Where does God live, my brother?
God lives in the hearts of man. The God we're talking about, my loving brother, is that divine power, Jesus' Spirit.
Oh.
The Holy Ghost, or Ghost Holy.
Is that the Holy Ghost on the Pacific Coast with all that spring weather they're having?
Oh, man, on the West Coast, baby. We just got through talking to the engineer. He was saying in California, flowers are blooming, people are planting, especially in the great Northwest. I was up there the other day. I mean, everything is blooming up there. The great metropolitan area, Seattle, Washington.
Yes.
Things are blooming all up and down the coast. I wonder what's going on the East Coast.
Well, Jesus lives on the West Coast. And after the anthem and the prayer, we'll talk about if the East Coast does exist. We'll see who lives over there and if God is on strike over there.
Okay, you got it.
Praises to the Most High God. Let's talk to Jesus.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, the supreme being,
Lord
the creator of the universe. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for coming to planet Earth looking like a human being. We thank you for that. We thank you for pleading to the Father to come to Earth. We thank you for coming to Earth after pleading with the Father.
Yes.
And then, two, coming as the Savior and Redeemer of mankind. We thank you through your love, through your presence, we are allowed to become transfigured into God and God. Only through you, because the Father said he had fed up with it, but you said no. You stuck your neck out and you said, no, I want to come to Earth and help those in your life. I want to help them so they can overcome. And the Father was debating for a year, but you stuck your neck out and you, it was only through you that we are here today in this glorious body. Thank you, and I love you. So be it.
So be it. Glory to you, Jesus Christ, Christ. God, Jesus. We adore you and we agape you. We thank you for your divine mercy. We thank you for your holy compassion. We thank you, Christmas, baby Jesus. We love you. We honor you on this great February 22nd, a day of rejoicing. Amen. In the name of you. We adore you every day. We praise you. Ding dong de dong, ding dong de dong. Jah Jesus Christ, 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 Merry, 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 Merry Christmas, Merry, 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 Merry Christmas, Jah Jesus Christ, 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 Jah Jesus Christ. Christ. Yeah, baby, we are live in Thailand, live all over the world, live on planet Earth, live in the heavens, live in the hells, live in paradise, paradise in heaven, paradise California, paradise Washington State. It's a great day to be alive. Happy New Year. The Thailand New Year just began on a few days ago, my brother, on Thursday, on February 19th. It's a lot of holidays going on. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy President's Day. Happy George Washington Day today, the 22nd of February. Happy Abraham Lincoln's Day on February 12th. And then with the United States of America, they amalgamate the President's Day into one. And then happy Black History Month in the United States of America. So we're just glad to be alive in the land of the living. because we got good weather in Thailand, mild weather in the Pacific Northwest, United States of America. The temperature in the Pacific Northwest and Seattle, Washington is a nice warm 52 degrees. In Pascal, Washington, where the police acted ugly, we'll get into that, the temperature is 41 degrees. The temperature in Paradise, California, 71 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
Mild weather in the great Paradise, the headquarters of BBS radio station, baby, sweetheart babies. And in Los Angeles, California, the day of the Grammys is nice, mild weather, rainy a little bit, but it's a mild 69 degrees. San Francisco, California, USA, it is a mild 64 degrees. Boston, cold as hell. 8 feet of snow and more going on. They get blizzard conditions coming again on Tuesday. There's no
rest. Are you bringing that in?
Yeah, baby. Oh, you mean the weather?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm letting the judgment angels do that and the Lord Jesus Christ and his angels. I'm kind of standing aside, you know, praying for them that they would just worship Jesus Christ. The weather around the world, you heard me mention the United States. In the West Coast area, in Denver, Colorado, they got snow coming down, a good 33 degrees, a nice mild snow for skiing. The Puget Sound should get snow in the mountains by midweek. I heard that they should be getting snow in the past because they've been lacking snow. We're ahead for the rainfall, but for the snow, they're kind of lacking, but that's going to change because that's where Jesus lives. Jesus Christ lives on the West Coast. I don't know about the East Coast.
Wait, come on, my brother.
I think God went on strike. And, you know, like the West Coast, what do they call those shippers, when they those container people, longshoremen, they've been on strike for a long time. I heard they settled. Well, God has to settle, and he ain't ready yet. The groundhog wouldn't let him settle. They got 6 more weeks of winter, and it's really blasting strong in the Atlantic Ocean. In Birmingham, Alabama, the temperature is a nice cold. 50, that's kind of cold for Alabama State. And Birmingham, UK, it's a fair mile, 49 degrees? And that's okay, because that's average for over there. And in the Philippine Islands and the Manila, Philippines, a mile, 81 degrees. And right here in Southeast Asia and Thailand, celebrating the new year, it is a cool 82 degrees. I know Boston, New York, Washington, D.C., New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Salem, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, they wish they had Thailand's weather. They would even settle for Seattle, Washington's weather, which is in the 50s. But 30 below zero a few days ago, and now they might be in 25 degrees. What are they doing? What God are they not serving, and who are they serving? Is God there, my brother? Is God on strike? Or is God omnipresent? Is he everywhere? What is the correct answer?
We know the correct answer. God is omnipresent. But we know why that weather is going on over there in Boston, especially Salem.
Salem, Massachusetts.
Salem, Massachusetts, where witches are born and conceived and been there for hundreds of years.
Yes.
And so... Like you said, you know, my brother, he's a weather god, you know. Elijah, weather god in the Bible, old Elijah of old.
Yes.
Then we have Enoch, weather god. There are weather gods that come here that can change the weather. They can pray the weather has to change. But this one, Jesus stepped in and said, nope, he overturned it. He said,
he vetoed the bill and override.
He said, no. He said, no, there's too much witchery going on there. It's too much. And especially when they did against the Seahawks, when they played the Seahawks, they used all this witch game and crystal balls and everything.
Yes.
He said, nope, nope. He released angels, judgment angels. Nope, this is what's going to happen. He said, okay. And it's continuing on, you know. I look at the news and say, whoa, they still having it.
Oh, yeah.
6 feet of snow. 8 people are talking about it in the Northwest. They say, whoa, look at all that snow stuff. That don't happen like that. I said, yeah, usually don't. I don't get into the details, but, yeah,
right.
We know why it's happening. My brother says God doesn't live there. We know God is omnipresent.
Right, right.
And we're talking about mainly the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
The God that's on the earth. That's the God we should both be in contact with. That's the God that lives in every divine human being. I don't care if you're wicked or it's there. And that's the one we should be concerned with. And what's happening is that they're not praising that God. They're not even praising God, Jesus, the being. I don't know who they're praying to or if they're praying at all. There's so much witchery going on there. There's so much hoodoo going on there that things have to change. Because, see, the vibration, we live in a vibration realm, basically. You may not feel it, but what's happening, if it gets so negative, then weather has to change. Earthquakes start happening because of the negative vibration of the people. And what is that? You're not still and not worshiping the Almighty God within you.
Right.
And furthermore, even if you just worship Jah Jesus, that would be a step for the being we're talking about.
Right.
That would be a step if you would worship him. But they're into all kinds of witchery stuff over there. So that weather would continue until Jesus would stop. It might get worse. I don't know. He's in control of it. He said this is going to happen, and that's what's happening. It's going to continue. You guys got to change over there in the East Coast. You know, Atlanta's fell because of stuff like that happening. It was much more severe. Over there on the East Coast is Atlantis. It used to be a big, great kingdom, Atlantis.
Right.
And it sunk below the water because it was so wicked. We don't want that to happen again on the East Coast. But, you know, Jesus is merciful. So he's giving you all this hardcore weather conditions, maybe you can change by the weather conditions. Because, see, the West, as we say, is the best.
That's
you know, it's more freer. People get along better. Different races intermingle. There is hardcore, you know, like this race stay here, this, and you don't go here. You know, it's hard, too much hardcoreness. There's no freedom. It's no God being served hardly, because in your churches you keep saying father this, father that, and then if you, most of them are into the witchery and all kind of other spook gods over there, and so it's just like my brother says, God, you know, he's a seer. God doesn't live there. He does, but he doesn't, because you're not praising to the omnipresent Ghost holy within you. You're not even praising to God Jesus. That's a step.
Right.
That would be merciful. You're doing all this other stuff there. And all those the teams, we didn't measure, wasn't like the New Orleans Saints and that thing. All these teams, we're not trying to think. You guys need to get on the boat here and quit trying to use that hoodoo and that voodoo against other teams, especially like against the Seattle Seahawks. Holy Ghost City, you can't do that. You know, notice, it happened when you start messing with Holy Ghost City.
Yes.
You can't mess with Holy Ghost City, Seattle, Washington. That's where the seven spirits reign. That's where Jesus reigned. You cannot mess with that city, especially if they're praising in their realm, Jah Jesus. Mostly everybody on that team is praising Jah Jesus, you know, and then you're going to try some hoodoo like that? That just turned the Father Jesus, that just got his, you know, that just ticked him off to a degree.
Right.
So he said, no more, no more. Right. So what my brother says, God does live, he's omnipresent, but you act like God doesn't live because you're not activating the energy, you're not praising that energy within you, you're not loving it, you're not even loving Jah Jesus.
That's right, baby, because the name of the game is you got to love Jah Jesus. You know, the great Jehovah, you know, one of his, you know, we talked about that name before. In the dictionary, they had a thing in there that this is a false name for God. Now, don't think about it. Something's wrong with their brain cells. Talk about a false name for God. First of all, they were thinking in the Yiddish language. The Yiddish language is a German, modern Germany and Jewish, really polluted language. It's not pure. It's not pure like Hebrew. And it's definitely not pure like the ancient Hebrew, which is Aramaic, which is the divine language that Jesus Christ spoke in a few of us on planet Earth to this very day. In the ancient language of Aramaic, the J was glorified. The J stands for joy. Yeshua is more ancient than Yeshua. Now, some Hebrew scholars would argue, but that's because they have not checked into Aramaic. If you look in His Royal Majesty's version, the King James Version of the Holy Bible, it said these tongues were is translated as the original tongues of Aramaic, Septuagint, and Hebrew, and then the New Testament into Greek. So you see, the Jehovah, Jah, is ancient. Yah is more modern. The New King James Version, they put the word Yah and took out Jah. Well, that's because they've been twisted. People think that the Y is more ancient-fied. Well, look at that Yiddish.
Where did that come from, my brother?
It came from Germany. You see, when the Nazis were, you know, in power, and they spoke that language, so they put a mixture and they threw out the Jai. But see, the Jai, the 10th letter of the American alphabet, is a glorious language. It's a glorious of sounding, the Jai. And the great American country over there in the Western world, that country, the United States of America, the Almighty God, Jehovah, and His beloved Son, Jesus Christ, the Royal King, has exalted that state or nation above all nations in the world. If you notice, everybody on their mother and grandmother and grandpappy is running to the USI. People from communist China, they come over to the USA. Some people come in those containers where they have food and goods, and some died to sacrifice across Mexico border and Dallas, Texas, United States, and Arizona. They run to the border. They come into the Holy Land, my brother. They come on where Jesus Christ lived. Jesus Christ's throne set that right there in Mount Rainier, by Mount Shasta in California, and Mount Adams, and Mount Hood in Oregon. That's where the Lord Jesus Christ hangs out at, baby. And if you want Jesus Christ to hang out in your city, get right with Jesus. Learn to love Jesus Christ. Now, as I was explaining, the great name Jehovah, the great God Jehovah, it is not a false name for God. It is not a replica. It is divine. It is pure language. It is sanctified. It is original. And the language of the modern world, USA, Jesus Christ has glorified this language of grammar in English and put it on top of the world. Because we're here in Thailand. They got the name of the streets in Thai language and right underneath American language. You see? So this world, glorious world power, United States of America, it's something with this language that people are learning it from all walks of life and they are studying it. And the devils fear that name, Jesus and Jesus. They fear it because it's power. You see? So Jehovah is not a mistranslation, or it's not a false name for God. For all those who thought that all these many years, I now bust your bubble and open up your mind that you may know that it is legal to say Jehovah.
Could you tell them what that means, my loving brother?
Yes. Jehovah, which is God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The name Jehovah means the great I am. It's many meanings, but I'm going to get to what the core, what you're looking for, which we all need to hear. The great Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Tiskanu, Jehovah Jireh, the all-seeing God, the God that supplies. Jehovah Tiskanu, the righteous God, the Lord of righteousness, and Jehovah Nissi, our banner, our shepherd, Rohi. It goes on. Jehovah Shammah, the God that's omnipresent. Jehovah Akmah, the God that is full of love. And Jehovah Akmah, the God that is greater than all gods. And also the covenant God, who has a son, a blood covenant son. And then the most lasting, valuable meaning of Jehovah means Jesus is my Lord, or Jesus is Lord. So look at the name. Jehovah has a meaning for the powerful name of the Son of God, which means the scripture endorses us to call upon the name of the Son of God forevermore. That's a long time, forever. How long would you say that is, my brother?
Forever, eons.
So that means that the eternal lasting name of the Son of God should be magnified even above the Father's name. He told us to do that. In the book of Psalms say, I will exalt my word above my own name. So Jehovah was speaking to the prophet in the book of Psalms that I will exalt my living word, my word Jesus, or Jesus, above my own name. Because this world has been given to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ created it, and it's high time that we get with the program. Because the same name of the Son of God was also given to the Holy Ghost. The name of Jesus Christ, also Jesus, or Jesus. Jesus is a major name given, and it's the most powerful name. It is the powerful name, most high, in all the universe. Demons tremble at that great name. Dogs even come to a standstill. If a dog is coming at you to try to bite you, you look at that dog and say, Jesus. That dog whimpers. It's like, okay, I'm sorry. Okay. You see, it's such a power. It's a power in that name. East Coast people get hip. Get with it. It's hip to serve Jesus Christ. It's hip to get into love. It is hip to stop hypnosing people. It is high time all over the planetary system to turn to the living Christ, the light within your soul. Why should we try to control other people and try to manipulate football games and deflate ball games, deflate balls? And why should that be taking place when a good, honest game can be won by having confidence in the inner Christ that liveth within us? This great omnipresent energy named Jesus, this great power of love. And also, Jehovah God, he's filled with the Holy Ghost.
Isn't that right? Oh, yeah.
And Jesus Christ, the scriptures say God has anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and power. So it's proof that God the Father is so filled with his own light, he gave Jesus Christ all that light. Jesus Christ said, I am light of the world. So if God the Father, Jehovah, is filled with his own holy light, and Jesus Christ has been anointed with the Holy Ghost, and Jesus Christ has been put in charge of baptizing every soul that wants and desires to give the Holy Ghost to, what about earth people? What about church people? How come the churches are going around saying they don't need the Holy Ghost? What is it with those pocketbook pimps, my brother?
Well, what it is with the public good pimps, we don't want to go over it again. But
right.
Basically, when you get the Holy Ghost, you are free because the Holy Ghost will teach you all things. The Holy Ghost will guide you. The Holy Ghost, you'll be self-sufficient because you have all that you need inside of you. It would tell you all things. It would teach you all things, like I said. It would guide you to all things. So when you have the Holy Ghost, you don't need a preacher. You don't need a teacher. You don't even need Son of God University.
That's right.
What you got is within you that's more valuable than pearls and gold, because that can help you get money, become rich, because it's a power to become rich. It's not through you. It's through the power of the Holy Ghost. And yes, when you have that power of the Holy Ghost in you, just think, the power consists of wisdom. It consists of knowledge. It consists of understanding. It consists of protection. It's like America, basically what everybody wants in America. It keeps you young. It does everything, because it says, seek the kingdom of God and everything else will be added unto you. So as you seek that kingdom within you, everything else will come to you. A lot of people go for the riches first, and then they don't have no Christ.
Yeah.
If you have no Christ, then mm-hmm. you're a dead toenail. You know why I'm saying that? Because you don't have the health most of the time. You're
right.
Not healthy. You're not wealthy. You don't have the peace of mind. Because without the Holy Ghost in these days, the negative force is running rapid. And I see all kind of negative stuff just happening in people's minds, their spirit, they're in trouble. You don't have the protection. And by saying that name, Jesus,
yes,
all demons will leave you. All demons will run. I don't care what kind of situation you're in. If you're living a life, you say in the name of Jesus, don't you know things will just change right then? They have to.
Even the gremlins
have to leave? Even the gremlins have to leave.
Beast to die?
Those dead beasts have to leave.
Oh.
Matter of fact, you know, when they see us, they say, we got to get the hell out of here, because, they know the power of the name.
Yes.
That's the secret, the power of the name, Jesus. He's the power of this earth. By using that name and knowing even it's the Son of God's name and it's the Holy Ghost name. Just think, it's both. It's the
yes,
same name.
That's right.
You use that Jesus, baby. You just say Jesus,
Jesus.
They get out of there.
Jesus.
When you put a little titch on there with that Jesus,
yes,
they're going to really get the hell out of there.
That's right.
You know? So if you're having problems, mental problems, you're having all kind of darkness in your mind, if you have weaknesses you can't control, get the power. It's through the power that will relieve that. It's the power that get it out. It's not just saying, John, Jesus, you got to have the power of the Holy Ghost. Through the power, you can get rid of all sin. You say, my yoke is easy. Yeah, it's easy. It's through the power of the Holy Ghost. When you get that power, everything can be eliminated from your life. You can live on this kingdom of earth, even though it's full of darkness, you can live peace of mind. You can be rich and royal. You can have wisdom, knowledge, understanding. You can have youth. All that comes with the Christ seed, not the pimps trying to rip you off with their money, trying to make them, you giving them money before they can drive a Cadillac and have Lear jets. What's that about? They're not teaching no Holy Ghost? Because you know why? Because then you won't need them. They want you to need them.
Yes.
Jesus taught you independence by being full encounter in tune with the Holy Ghost. That's what he taught you. That's his main message, you know. His message wasn't so much about him. It was about him giving you the Holy Ghost.
Right.
But after that, you're on your own by the Holy Ghost because the Holy Ghost will tell you everything to do. He lives by the Holy Ghost. Allah Jehovah lives by the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
What do you think about earthlings? Now, most earthlings on this earth, a lot of them don't have the Holy Ghost. They hadn't thought about the Holy Ghost until the Son of God University came away. The churches were getting away from the Holy Ghost. It
right.
used to be back in the day, they talked about the Holy Ghost. They had the power. They were healed with the Holy Ghost. Now it's like charismatic. Let's just get into the drum beat and feel a little, you know, a little tipsy on the drum beat. Oh, I feel good. No, it's more than just a feel. It's a feeling good, yes,
yeah.
through the power of the Holy Ghost. You got to live this. You got to be it. And as you live it, then your joy. You get joy. When people say, God, Jesus, people start standing to their feet, even in the churches.
Yes.
You have to get up. It's a joy. When you say that name, it's a joy. When you praise that name, it's a joy. You become joyful automatically. You don't have to go to no classes. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to pay no pimp to teach you that. No, this is free. Everything Jesus gives you is free of charge. If they charge you, they're ripping you off, my mother and brothers, because everything is free. He came and taught it. Now Son of God is here. University is here telling you the truth about how to live the principles of God, Jesus Christ. Not so much people talking about Moses. They talk about all this stuff. Yeah, I mean, he was a seventh spirit. He was okay. But what did Moses teach? God, Jesus principles.
That's right.
What did Elijah teach? Seventh spirit.
God Jesus
principles. All of Enoch. God, Jesus principles. He was way before his time. In the city of Seattle over there in the North Puget Sound, USA, teaching God, Jesus principles. He was over there before he came over there in Egypt when they built the pyramid. God, Jesus principles.
That's right.
Everything is around God, Jesus principles. All these holidays, God, Jesus principles. We just had a holiday with St. Valentine's Day. God, Jesus principles.
Yes, yes.
Everything is centered around the sun. You can't get around it.
That's
you know,
right.
What's the guy in green?
St. Patrick's Day.
Uh-huh. God, Jesus principle. Everything is around God. America found on God, Jesus principle.
Yes.
Do you know those great men was into God, Jesus principle? Do you know angels was visiting them? They were in conscious communications, especially those four great ones. I always say, like George Washington, John Adams.
Yes.
Then we got the writer, Thomas
Jefferson.
Then you have Benjamin Franklin. Those guys, hey, they was moved by the spirit. They weren't religious geeks. They were moved
That's
by
right.
the spirit of Almighty Jesus. How do you
That's
think
right.
they started a country? They put their life on the line to start a country. Those four men really got the ball running on this
Amen.
To get that country going. And so everything is about the spirit of God, Jesus. And if you get that into your consciousness, and if you accept it and quit being so hard-headed like on the East Coast over there, that's why you got all that weather.
Yes.
You know, it's too much negative going over there.
Right.
You know, I don't want to have to say it, but it's truth. It's truth. It's a lot of negative. If you want that to stop, you got to get into God Jesus.
That's right.
You got to start praising God Jesus, not Father Allah Jehovah. He can't do nothing for you. You know, what he's going to say,
uh-huh.
I'll tell you what he's going to say, he's going to draw you to the sun.
That's right. Right.
He
right.
said, I draw you to, he's going to draw you to God Jesus. Then God Jesus is going to draw you through the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And once you get that, you're ready to zoom, zoom, and rock and roll, baby, because you got the power to cut everything in the half that's bothering you. If it's a negative thought pattern, if it's a negative affliction on your body, I don't care what it is, your mind is tormented. There's a lot of people are mentally just tormented. They got all kind of negative thoughts. You got all kind of demons on you coming after you. You living in the hoodoo world. I can't go this way because I'm splitting the tree. I can't do this.
Yeah.
I can't do that's voodoo. You can't do that. You got to live a flea flowing life with peace of mind. My brother and I have peace of mind.
Amen.
I don't worry about anything. I live millisecond. Every millisecond, I don't know what I'm going to do next because I live by the power of the Holy Ghost. And once you hear somebody talking about the power of the Holy Ghost, that frees you. If they're not talking about the power of the Holy Ghost, if they just here want to collect your dollar and they say a few Jesus and Jesus this and Jesus this, they may say a few things, then they talk about the Father and they keep going back to the Father. What Father are you talking about? Are you talking about the Father Jesus? Let's say a name. Or are you talking about the Father within you? Jesus, remember, he kept talking about my Father. He was talking about the Father within him.
Amen.
That was Jesus inside him. That was the Holy Ghost. Most people think when he said my Father, they think about Allah Jehovah. No.
Up in heaven.
Up in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about the Father within him. The Father is the Holy Spirit, that divine intelligence, that energy that will purify, that energy that will move you, it will groove you. Everybody used that energy, from the rappers to the architects to the musicians. Everybody used that energy. It's a divine, powerful energy. We can't talk enough about it. You got to use the name on this wicked planet.
Jesus.
It's too much wickedness here. As you use that name, believe me, my brothers and sisters, the devils will flee from you. They will leave you as you start praising that name and loving that name. And then, too, as you start praising, ask for the Holy Ghost, the Ghost Holy. Then you have the power. It's only through the power you can get results. You got to have the power. It's the power that moves you. It's the power that grooves you. It's the power that keeps you young. It's the power that renews your cells. It's the power that is going to help my brother to see. It's the power that does it. It's a power. It's not so much with the letter of the big Bible that you read. It's good to read that, but get into the, remember, the letter killeth, but the spirit, that's the spirit. It gives life.
Amen.
And that's what you want to be into, the spirit. We too much into the word. They have you keep your nose into that word instead of praising God Jesus and living it and going to a Seahawks game or going on the mountains and ski or going to the beach. They keep you cooped up in those dark dungeons instead of having going out there and doing what you're supposed to do.
Yes.
You know, follow the Holy Spirit. It's a feeling. You know what's right. You know when I'm right, when I'm saying it. You feel it in your consciousness. It's a feeling. You know the truth because the truth will set you free.
That's right, baby. You hit it right on the nosy. The power of the Holy Ghost on every couch. Sweeter than French toast, more nutritional than beef pot roast. The one we love the most, the Lord of hosts, the great and grand Holy Ghost. Yeah, baby. You see, this name, like my brother said, Jesus is so magnanimous, is so powerful because it draws blessings to you, light and angels come to your rescue and to your attendance because you're praising the most highest power in the universe. And I'm just going to cover, and I will cover, Pascal, Washington. That's in the United States of America, in the Puget Sound, or east of the Puget Sound, northwest. And we brought this up because on February 10th in the United States, this Mexican guy, Antonio Matas, got shot by three policemen. And he was throwing rocks at cars. And then the police say, okay, stop it. Then he threw a few rocks at them. And then he said, okay, then he stopped. Then he started running. Well, when he started running, the police chased him. Now, on the program called Cops on TV, they don't shoot the people down. They just keep chasing them until they catch them. And then they handcuffed them and put them under arrest. Well, these policemen, three of them, they shot the guy, 35-year-old young lad, cold-blooded, cold dead, And they let his body lie at least over a couple hours. I don't know how many hours, but I believe it's more than 2 hours.
How many shots did they shoot? What, 12?
12 shots.
Yeah.
With three policemen. Now, that's ungodly. They've been having protests going on over there in the United States and Western Washington, both in Seattle and in Pascal, Washington, and probably other areas throughout the USA. These killer policemen got to wake up. And the thing is, they've been killing every month. For the last 6 months, there have been some shootings in Pascal. But somebody took a picture this time, and they got the proof. And so now it's an investigation. The Mexican governor, or no, the Mexican president is upset. He's coming up here, sending some staff to investigate this and to check this out. Sweethearts, people, control your adrenaline. Use the intelligent Holy Spirit force. See, this program is for you. This knowledge we're teaching is for the policeman, the fireman, the layman, the priest, the streetwalker, the bum, the not too well unemployed, those who are over making too much money, making too little money, making just right money. It's like, hey, this adrenaline gland has to be divinely controlled, and you can only control it by contacting the Holy Spirit, the power. Because when you contact that divine light of Christ, that Jah, Jesus, the Christ fire within, things go well with you. So in the Holy Ghost state of Washington, we can't have that killing. We can't have policemen going around playing a racist game against Mexicans or against any race, shooting them down, you see. So I encourage people all over the planet to get a protest going, get a good old-fashioned ruckus going. And I'm not saying burn down the buildings, but fill the streets of the great Northwest. The weather is mild over there. Fill the streets. Because people in the Northwest, when they protest pretty strong. Whether it's rain, snow, sleet, or storm, earthquake, hurricane, they out there. And you heard about the protest that was happening over there in the New York, in St. Louis, Missouri, Ferguson area. So look like this killing spree is continuously going on. And
it's been going on for a while, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Isn't that about the sixth killing?
Yeah, killing. It's just in that one city, Pascal, Washington.
And that guy, he got... Now, going back on that, then he got fired from his job.
That's yes.
But that's no excuse for that.
Right.
But he got fired from his job.
Right.
And then... He got mad, started throwing that rocks at the car.
Right.
Then the police didn't start throwing it at them.
Uh-huh.
And then he started running because he thought they were going to shoot him like they shot the other people.
Yes.
And
yes.
He had his hands up, I heard, in the
yes.
air.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to stop almost. And they shot him 12 times.
Oh, yeah. Or more.
I mean, mm-hmm. like, come on. You know.
And he was unarmed.
He was unarmed. I mean, and there's three of them running, and they're within 5 feet of him.
Yes. What happened to batons and tasers? It's like they were trigger happy. Their adrenaline got the best of them. Like, let's kill this nigga. We got to kill that Mexican nigga. Get rid of him. Get rid of him. Sorry to say it that way, but that's the mentality. Because when they killed the child, they let him lay in the street for hours. Kind of like Martin. Michael Brown Jr.
Yeah.
Like you don't kill people in February. You don't do that in
the month of love.
Yeah, the month of love, getting their springtime for the West Coast. And that's the West Coast. Leaves are on the trees in Washington State. The cherry blossoms are fully bloomed. The flowers are coming up. That big festival, what's this festival? The tulip festival that they used to have in April.
Mm.
Them tulips are already ready. They're talking. They're talking in tongues. They're bloomed and ready for show. And it's like, how can policemen kill in the Pacific Northwest?
Adrenaline, like you said, my brother.
Yes, out of control. And the way that was a murder, it's like they murdered that young lad, did it out of hatred. That's why, see, these programs, it's about love. Jesus Christ gave the greatest commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord the Christ with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind, all thy strength. The second commandment is thou shalt love Antonio Martinez, that young lad that got killed, and many, many people across the world. We are supposed to love everybody. And the policeman has got to stop this wild west abandoned adrenaline going out of control, trigger-happy, lethal weapons. What happened to the nightstick or the billy club? What happened to tasers? Now, it was three officers and one Martinez. One guy, and he had no gun, just a few rocks. What the hell is going on with these police in the United States of America nowadays?
And he had his hands up, too.
Yes.
He was running with his hands
yeah,
up.
Yeah, surrender sign.
But then, too, you got to think what's going on in his mind. These other people got shot down, so he was scared
yes.
that they were going to shoot him, you know, because yeah. these other two got shot and nothing was done.
Right, right.
This has been going on for a good while here.
Yes.
And then now somebody, you know, we got all these cameras, we got phones and everything, so then people start tweeting all that. Say, oh, wow, this has been going on.
Oh, yeah. So you see, sweethearts, it is imperative to become in touch with this Holy Spirit power, this great light of Christ, this great freedom energy within you. The book of Corinthians, it says, now the, what is it, the third chapter, verse 17, now the Lord Jesus is that spirit. With the spirit of the Lord Jesus, there is liberty. Now, like my brother said, when you get that freedom spirit inside of your being, you recognize that your body, see, life is precious. That's why I came to earth. You see, life is precious that people might be saved. Jesus Christ came, he said, the Son of God did not come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Jesus Christ might be saved. St. John, 3rd chapter, verse 17. It's also recorded in the great gospel of St. John that Jesus said, hey, come to me, not so bound to the scriptures. Come to me, like my brother said earlier. You see, these Bible thumpers and these Huskow personnel and these haters and these religious organizations, they're going around quoting, half quoting scripture, and not in love with deity. You got to be in love with the deity. The deity will bless the laity. You see, Jesus Christ is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Light of the Universe. And this goodness of this, that Jesus Christ has placed his glorious seed inside of every one of us. And we have the greatest precious jewel in the world, the great power and light, the great Holy Spirit, the great divine Holy Ghost. The great energy that makes, like my brother said, that make you young. You can continue your young youthfulness. You don't have to get old and decrepit when you turn 65. You can become more younger by glorifying the Christ within. This inner Christ is your life. This is your happiness. This is the precious jewel of the universe. Like, how can you deny a sacred power that is closer than hands and feet? Remember, as we said earlier, the Holy Ghost is on earth. We say, where does God live? On earth. And the Second Kings, Second Chronicles or Second Kings, 6th chapter, verse 18, it says, will God indeed dwell with man on the earth? Oh, King Solomon was bringing that up because he was introduced to the omnipresent. And it said, yes. And when Solomon built that the great temple to Jehovah, he said, this temple that I have built for you, it's nothing. It's about the size of a city, a fair-sized city. It's like, even this house, oh, Jehovah, it can't contain you. Because it's in the heaven, and the heaven of heavens can't contain God. So if the heaven of heavens can't hold him, that's a lot of glory, isn't it, my brother?
It's a lot of glory.
A lot of glory right on planet Earth and beyond and everything in between. That this great Jaje Susi energy is everywhere present. It's in every cell of our being. And when we become divinely focused in this light, become aware that Jaje Susi lives inside. Jaje Susi lives outside of our bodies. Jaje Susi flows in the bloodstream. Jaje Susi pumps the heartbeat. Jaje Susi lives in our kidneys and our lungs and our respiratory system. Jaje Susi lives in the colon. Jaje Susi lives in the prostate gland, the pituitary gland, the pineal gland, the thyroid gland, and the adrenaline gland. And people really need to be aware of that gland because they get out of control. And it don't have to get under control. But when people are living inside of the light of Jesus Christ, they are poised, dignified. All earth-born sons and daughters, we call you to the Holy Spirit of love. We call you to melt yourself down, humble yourself to the living light. This is only for your benefit. It's only for your health. Your health is your wealth. You can have all those junky cars and all that stuff and all these houses. Some people got 21 houses, and they have all, like, how do you only live in all them houses? You only have one physical body. You see, what kind of slaves are you going to hire to keep that place clean? You know, it's like, it's interesting how people are wrapped into the kingdom of the world, and Jesus Christ said, my kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is of the light of Christ. My kingdom is within. And we know that you, all you wonderful church people and seekers of divine truth, people in ashrams, kingdom halls, temples, mosques, abudalas, cathedrals, citadels, churches, sanctuaries, whatever you go to or you into, you are looking for the light within your soul. Some are aware, some are not aware. But, sweethearts, this energy that is within you, the Holy Spirit, the cosmic Christ, this great joyful vibration is what you are seeking. And my brother gave you the antidote, the great name, Jesus, or in the ancient, Jesusi. It's real. This power is real. It's a thrill. It's a protector. The living Christ, I tell you, sweetheart, you have so much joy, so much fun in life. You have fun, and even in the coldest weather in Boston, Massachusetts, if you were into the Christ light, you can transform that condition. Because I know roofs are caving in, businesses are, it's a lot going on, you know. And then just think when that snow melts, how the flood's going to be in that great, you know, eastern United States and the Midwestern states. So, and then they get Macon, Georgia, cold weather. Call this place Georgia, where Dr. Dolores' temple is. Cold weather, you know, it's below normal. It's like, what's going on? Did the groundhog go mad? No, don't blame the groundhog. It's you people that are rejecting the Christ identity. You've got to be in love with Jesus Christ. This is why we're here, to instruct you, to let you know the power is in you. Like my brother said, you don't need us. You need the Holy Ghost. We don't put ourselves up as trusting in arms of flesh. We tell you, trust and become in love with Jesus Christ. Fall in his arms and be in love, you see, because that is the power. When your minds are set and your mind is made up and you become in love with this great Christ energy, hey, you can't go wrong. Then you can sing the songs of joy. Then you can sing the carol of the bells or whatever you sing. It's jubilation. See, life is more than get up, go to work, take a break, make the money, come back home, have some sex with your wife or with your husband, eat some food, go to bed, do it again every Friday night after 9 p.m. when the little ones are in bed, do some more sex 4 times a month, and then you do the same old boring same old. Wake up, children, wake up. It's time to wake up and go beyond the same routine ritualism. It's time to search within. Every human being on this planet is longing for the light of Christ, the great spirit of Jesus Christ. And if you reject that spirit of Christ, you're rejecting your own self. You have made yourself an atheist. And there's a lot of Christian atheists, sorry to say, in the churches because they're not in love with Jesus Christ Almighty. You know what I mean, baby?
You got that right, baby.
Gloria.
You got that right. Just like my brother said, you got to be in love with that divine supreme energy. That jiggerifies you. Yeah. That makes you happy. You see a lot of people that singing, you can feel it. They're in touch with it because it's a feeling. And like you feel with my brother and I, that you feel it. See, God is a feeling. That Holy Ghost is a feeling.
Yes.
You want to feel good? People talking about getting high? Get high on the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a feeling, and you will feel it. Believe me, my brother. You will feel it like Michael Jackson. He felt what he was singing. The whole world felt him. So by doing that, by getting jiggified with this Holy Ghost,
yes.
You'll do wonders. It's just amazing. Like my brother said, your life, a lot of people say, I'm just so bored. You haven't got in touch with what's inside of you. You haven't got in touch with the Holy Ghost. You haven't seeked and be still and know that I am God within you.
Yeah.
You haven't taken time out every day to seek that divine presence within you. All you do, you may run and go to church. Is that seeking the divine intelligence within you? Because you're depending on arm and flesh. You're depending on some preacher man that may not know half the stuff that's being taught here, which is the truth of Jesus.
Yes.
He's telling you something, and you go home and do the same thing. And it seems like you're not getting no fulfillment. You're not doing any. It's just like you're going around in circles, you know, like my brother said. You go to work, you go back home, you have sex every Friday, you do this the same home drone thing, and there's no excitement. It's no nothing. You see, this Holy Ghost makes you excited. Remember, it's vital energy. It makes you excited.
Amen.
It gives you energy. You know, do singers, you want energy? Get in touch with the Holy Ghost. You ball players, you want energy?
Yes.
Get in touch with the Holy Ghost. You inventors, you want ideas through the Christ-like energy? Get in touch with the Holy Ghost. You artists, you want vision? Get in touch with the Holy Ghost. See, this Holy Ghost is for your development. It helps you in every field. I don't care if you're a doctor. I don't care if you're a plumber. I don't care if you're an architect. It will help you in every field to do it better.
Amen. You're right, my brother. You hit it right on the thumb. It is imperative to get wrapped up in that divine Holy Ghost power, the energy of love. And speaking of love, I want you people to stop hating the President of the United States of America. You know, this is President's Month. If they call it President's Day, and I know they honor George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, but they're gone on off the scene. Let's look at the living president, Jimmy Carter, still alive. George H. Bush, still alive. And then George Jr., George W. Bush, still alive. William Clinton. President William Clinton. He's still alive. We honor these wonderful, great presidents that are still living and what they have done for the country. And the most latest, the most present president, the most honorable, the most glorious, glory be to this president that is acting right now, alive, the Honorable President Barack Hussein Obama.
You got that right,
baby. And we need to love him and uphold him and bless him and stop damning him. And Congress and senators, you need to pull together in the United States of America and stop your bigotry, stop your hatred, stop your divisiveness, stop your divisiveness, stop your witchcraft, and start working with the president. Do not shut the government down. Do not shut the systems down. That's not good for the United States of America. You need to love the president. You claim to be a Christian nation. You senators, you pray when you have meetings, a Republican and Democrat. Wake up, sweethearts. Wake up and stop blaming the president. Get the guilty mote under your own eyes. Get the hatred out of your eyes. Get the bigotry out of your soul and become in love with President Barack Hussein Obama. Don't judge him and think he's an Islam guy because he got the middle name Hussein. Who gives a rat's, I'm not going to say rat's ass, but I just said it. But it's like, hey, the guy is a beautiful human being. You're not perfect. You senators, if you are the most perfect beings and you want to cast the first rock, then you can do that, but you're not perfect. You have not mastered life. You have not overcame in the flesh. You have not walked on the clouds of heaven. You have not walked into the kingdom of Enoch of old. You have not walked in the heavens with the fleshly body like the great prophets and the patriarchs. So in the meantime, get on your knees and humble yourselves and stop mocking or making fun of the president. And you talk show hosts, I hear you guys, you need to wake up. That you guys speak so negative. Negative, negative, negative. Bitch, bitch, bitch. That's got to stop, sweetheart. It's got to stop. You got to learn to be thankful to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when you gripe and complain and bring people down, you are bringing old age upon yourself. You are bringing cancer cells upon yourself because you are actifying a negative attribute in your being. This hatred, this bigotry, this prejudice against the president, the leaders of the nation, you got to stop that foolishness. Work with him. He said, I'm not perfect. He said, I may make some mistakes, but yes, we can. He speaks of unity. He did not put himself up as an individual king. He did not put himself up as an individual monarch. He did not even say put himself up as a messiah. You see, he works with the people. So the name of the game is love, baby. The canon. Glory to Jesus. It's just time to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your love. Lord Jesus, we praise you. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for forgiving us. We give you praise and glory to the name of the Son of God, Jesus the Christ.
We thank you, divine Holy Helper.
Yes, Holy Helper.
We thank you, Jah Jesus, Spirit.
Yes.
We thank you for the power of that name.
Hallelujah.
We thank
Gloria.
You, Jah Jesus,
Jesus,
for your love. We thank you, Jah Jesus, that your love is in every human being on the planet. That love is there. Thank you for putting that love in us. Thank you for guiding us to love. Thank you for drawing us to the Son of God, who is God Jesus. Thank you that we can worship him.
Thank you,
too, that we're worshiping you inside.
Yes, baby. Yes, Holy
Thank
Spirit.
You that you're closer than hands and feet.
Thank
that
you,
we got all the power and all things we need right here and there, right here on the earth, in the three-dimensional realm. You're right here with me every millisecond of the day, 24-7, I can contact you. I don't need to go to a church. I'm in church. I am the church right here and now. Thank you for that.
Thank you
for freeing me, God Jesus
Spirit.
Thank you,
God Jesus.
Thank you. I am free indeed with you because you are my love affair. You are my Savior. You the one that saved me.
Yes.
Jesus done this thing.
Yes.
Now you wrap your arms around me and
Holy
transfer
Spirit.
Me and transfigure my body into a body of light, love,
thank you,
and
you.
We thank you for that.
Thank you.
We thank you for that,
you.
And I love you. Jesus,
baby.